Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach, who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome everybody to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And I am a coach of other coaches, professionals, helping professionals who want to make a difference in the world and who want to do it faster and more sustainably than they could on their own. And if you're interested in getting in contact with me, providing feedback on the content that I provide, or maybe I'm inspiring you to have different thoughts, different ideas, and you want clarification on that, feel free to send me some emails to info@coachian.com, or you can find me at my website at coachingdeconstructed.com. Today, I want to talk about freaking out, because I am in total freak out mode right now. And to give you a little bit of backstory as to where I am or how I've made it to this point in time, I quit my job 3 years ago as a government employee to chase a dream of living the life that I was meant to live a life that was happy and exciting and, you know, fulfilling in ways that my public servant career was not. And I took that leap of faith 3 years ago to launch my coaching business, to be able to inspire and help and support people into doing that for themselves. And as much as I'm confident in my abilities to support and help other people and witness that transformation, being good at what you do doesn't necessarily assure your success or ensure your success. You have to believe that it's going to work out. You have to trust, even though you can't see the destination around the bend yet, that there's a reason you took that leap to begin with. That there's a reason that you've made the decisions up until this point that you have in your life. That there's a driving force bigger than you that helped you get to those conclusions, to help you take that leap, to set you up for success, even if you can't quite see the return yet. That's where I'm at. I'm getting to the point where I can't quite see around the corner. And I so desperately want to see around that freaking corner. So like I said, I took that leap 3 years ago. And I've burned through the savings that I had. I burned through a good chunk of the pension that I was forced to take when I left the government. And I've now helped compile a pretty hefty line of credit in the pursuit of this dream. But one thing that I haven't given up on is that I still believe that it's working out. Everything else in my existence and my experience has worked out up until now. And it's because of my unwavering belief that I believe that it has worked out. But I'm freaking out. Because I'm looking at the numbers. The numbers don't add up. The numbers, I'm getting pressure from my wife. And I'm not blaming her in the least for this. But I know she has some concerns. And so do I. And I can see the end of that road. It's probably not more than a month or two away where things have to switch. Where I start seeing around that corner and I start seeing the next piece that's going to help turn that or right that ship. And like I said, I'm freaking out. But the thing that's calming me down the most is knowing that everything is working out. And that sometimes you just can't force things. And I guess what I'm figuring out is that it's kind of like a movie. So in any classic movie script, you've got your hero who's, you know, down on their luck and they're down to their last dollar, and somehow, some way, that last dollar translates into some sort of big windfall, or they battled back against that monster, or whatever it is. But there's a reason for this. In any challenge I've ever been given, I've learned something amazing from that challenge. And the great part about those challenges and learning from them is that you are able to provide other people a source of inspiration and a way out and some learning that you've learned and pass it on to them. There's a colleague of mine, Karen, who's often said this to me, in your pain is your gift. And I've been grateful for every time I've been on the other side of that pain, because it's provided me an amazing learning that I was able to share with others. Whether it was the failure of my first marriage, or the almost failure of my second marriage before it even started. That's a story in itself. I'll maybe tell you that another day. Whether it's been my first jump from government to try to launch my business, to the second time that I did it and did it for good. I've learned from those experiences. I've learned from every challenge that I've ever been given. And I'm grateful for those. So what I'm trying to do in this moment in time is to be grateful for this challenge, because it will turn out well. And I'll have some amazing learning that I can share with others. And if you're a helping professional and you're the kind of person who has taken this leap yourself, I know that you've hit this rut either at some point in your journey where you just weren't sure anymore, where you thought maybe I do have to take a real job in order to get through this next whatever period of time, or maybe I have to give up on my dream. But I'm not ready to do that. I'm not. I need this to work out. And it will. Who would write a movie script where the hero, when he gets down to his last dollar and spends it, and then the movie ends? What would be the point of that? It doesn't make any sense. And if I surrender to this experience and know that I'm going to get out of it and know that it's going to be beautiful and brilliant and amazing, and use my past experience as my guiding light, my guiding source, my beacon of light, I know it's going to work out. So if you can relate to this, if you can relate to this story, I'd ask you to either send me a note or a message and let me know what this is evoking inside of you. Does it evoke a sense of calm? Does it evoke a sense of urgency? Does it inspire you to do something different with your life? Or does it freak you out even more and want to keep you stuck in a shell somewhere doing something else. I welcome your feedback. I welcome your commentary. I welcome your questions. Because it's your questions, your comments, your feedback that will fuel future sessions, future content, and whatnot. We had a neighbor stop by with their kids last night. And I was kind of sort of in and out of a conversation with her as she's talking with my wife. And they were talking about work and how frustrating it is. And on that topic, they started talking about me. And wow, it's really amazing that Ian had the courage to do what he did, to leave that pension, leave that perceived security that a government job can provide. And it got me thinking more and more that, yeah, that was pretty courageous, that was awesome, but I knew that I couldn't do that anymore. And it was inconceivable to me to have to live a life where I was going to be malcontent, unhappy with where I was going and what I was doing for another, give or take, 20 years. That seemed ridiculous that I would give up on the possibility of living a life that was satisfying and fulfilling on a regular basis, as opposed to holding on to the safety and security that job gave. There's so much more to life. And if I stayed in that job, sure, maybe I would have had I would have built up a pension and I would have had those benefits and that kind of thing. But I wouldn't be having the rich experiences that I have today that are going to serve so many people in satisfying my life's work. So if you're curious about, you know, digging into what would make your life satisfying and fulfilling, and you want to talk to me about that, because I'm someone who's taken the leap, taken the risk, and done it himself, I'd be totally open to having a conversation with you. I've even set up on my website a button that you can click on to have a discovery session with me, where we can discuss what your biggest challenges are, what your dreams are, and how you want to live your life, and to see potentially if we're a good fit to work with one another. I'd be totally game to have a conversation with you to see if that works. And I don't just take any client. There has to be a synergy and a connection between us. Otherwise, I won't even consider it. It has to work for both of us. And I trust that if we have that conversation, you and I will know if that's true or not. So I don't know if this is too open-ended or not, but this story is so rampant in my daily thought right now on being freaked out about where I'm at from a circumstance perspective, but knowing that those circumstances will change and that there will be a massive benefit to other people. So hopefully I'll be able to bring you an update on my circumstances moving forward and how they are improving, because it has to. It has to. This movie has to end well, and I trust that it will. So until next time, everybody, have a great week, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.